Hello, welcome to the English News of Taroido and Television Station. Dear listeners, the Consul General of the Kingdom of Cambodia, Chan Shuri-kin, has just paid a working visit to leader of Kantar City, Mr. Nguyen Van Hieu, an alternate member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of the City Party Committee. The Kingdom of Cambodia and Vietnam have friendly and diplomatic relations. Vietnam is one of the three countries with the highest level of investment in Cambodia. Kantar City also has good relations with many provinces in Cambodia. Consul General of the Kingdom of Cambodia, Chan Shuri-kin, emphasized that during his three-year term, he will try to contribute to the development of the relationship between the two countries, including investment, trade, and cooperation in many fields. Mr. Nguyen Van Hieu, Secretary of Kantar City Party Committee, quickly informed the Consul General and members of the delegation about the socio-economic development in Kantar City. The central government is interested in investing in infrastructure, including expressways in the Mekong Delta. Kantar City and other provinces make efforts to develop in the coming time. Secretary Nguyen Van Hieu invited the Consul General of the Kingdom of Cambodia, Chan Shuri-kin, to visit Kantar City more and more in the future. This is not only contributing to the development of a good friendship relationship, but also contributing to connecting investment and cooperation in many fields. This morning, a survey team of the Central Steering Committee summarized 10 years of implementing decision number 218-QDTW led by Mr. Phạm Tất Thắng, member of the Party Central Committee, standing deputy of the Mass Mobilization Committee, to attend a working session with members of Kantar City Party Committee. The decision number 218-2023 of the 11th Politburo promulgating the regulations on the Vietnam Freedom Front, social-political organizations and the people to contribute ideas to building the party and the government. This decision is focused on leading, directing, implementing, and organizing the implementation among cadres, party members, unions, members and people, thereby creating a positive change in awareness, building trust, and high consensus among the people. Yesterday, IRRI International Rights Research Institute and a delegation of experts from the U.S. Department of Agriculture coordinated with the Kantar Department of Agriculture and Rural Development to visit and learn about the new Green Farm Cooperative Certificates in Tân Hưng Ward, Thốt Nốt District. The delegation visited the production site of organic fertilizers from store and discussed with the members of the new Green Farm Cooperative the development of the cooperative scale of organic fertilizer production model from store, the effect of the product on plants. According to the Ministry of Health, the Central Institute of Hygiene and Epidemiology has just decided to allocate 185,000 doses of DBT VGB HIP vaccine to 49 provincial cities and will deliver them to localities in August 2023. The vaccine is donated by World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund to Vietnam to serve the expansion of childhood immunization. The delegation of the Vietnam National Steering Committee for Natural Disaster Prevention and Control, led by Mr. Hoàng Công Thủy, Vice Chairman of the Central Committee of Vietnam Freedom Front, visited to inspect the natural disaster prevention control in Kantar City, surveying riverbank erosion in Minh Thủy District. Kantar proposed the National Steering Committee for Disaster Prevention and Control, and the Central Ministries and Departments consider supporting investment capital in the construction of some urgent key anti-erosion embankment projects with a total length of 5,150 meters. The investment cost is about 750 billion dong. Vietnam Great Interland 2023 event co-organized by the Ministry of Industry and Trade of Vietnam and Thailand's leading retailer, Central Retail, was officially opened on August 16 at Central World Trade Center in Bangkok capital. Vietnamese goods are suspected to spread strongly, contributing to the positive growth of import and export turnover between the two countries through connecting hundreds of small and medium enterprises. This event attracted a record number of participating businesses, with about 100 Vietnamese enterprises displaying their products and connecting trade. This is also considered an important stepping stone for products of the Mekong Delta, Ho Chi Minh City, and other provinces to penetrate retail channels in Thailand, strengthen economic ties, and promote cultural heritage of Vietnam. That's all for the International Central Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye, and see you next time.